sir. This is N0TR. I was talking to Russell earlier, and he said, we was talking about gas mileage and that, and he said, I still like to hear the growl of that engine. I was thinking of you.
Yeah, I'm in the wife's car. I'm talking on the Baofeng, the Mag Mount. I gotta help one of my daughter's favorite stuff today, so I'm not in the Mustang.
You're a little static today. Oh, there were two motorcycles pulled in front of me here by the old Suzuki dealer, I guess it is, up here on Wade Hampton. We're heading back from Ollie's towards home right now. Beautiful day, 72 degrees. And what'd you say you was going to do today?
Helping my daughter move some stuff today.
Yeah, always good to be around family. We got to see ours the other night. We took some things down to them, some eggs and other stuff that Amy needed. And we went to Sam's yesterday for a while, and it cost me more to get out of there than I had planned on, of course. And that's standard operating procedure when you go to Sam's or Costco's.
But you usually wind up spending more than you anticipated, or that you went in for anyway. You buy more than you went in for.
You a sell on that. Oh, we just come out of Wally World and had to pick up a couple of things in there that we couldn't find over Aldi's. I noticed Van Camp's pork and beans, 94 cents a can. That's just totally amazing. Bernice said our buddy Steamed Nation was laughing about getting the price of gasoline right where he predicted it would be, and he said if it goes to $10 a gallon, that's fine. I wish he had to pay for it instead of me. That's all I can say. My neighbor filled his car the other day, and it was $220 to fill that Dodge up. So he bought him a little bitty rig now, and he's driving it to work. He bought that car, I think, for $300.
I guess I could just start riding my motorcycle everywhere, but I got to take the SUV today to carry stuff around in.
It'd be a lot more survivable. Well, I hope I'm wrong on that. I sure miss riding bikes, but can't do it no more. Well, we're going to get some new chickens on Friday. And after about 4 months or so, we should have all brown eggs. There's still some of those speckled Sussex on the other side. They've been laying real good. I'm surprised in this heat. But how much does eggs was it? All these now, Bernice? $2.19 a dozen. Gosh, I remember last year, at times there was, what, 38 cents? Or something like that? Yeah, 38 cents there for a while.
You know, everything goes up with the price of gas, and so that's just the way it is, because everything's transported. Everything that transports mass consumables, as you call them, uses gasoline or some form of fuel.
And she's not for sure on this, that idiot up there is going to open up the strategic reserves again to try to keep the price of gas down. Oh, boy. I hope we don't ever need that. And that's the dumbest thing that you could do, as far as I'm concerned. There's other ways to bring the price of gas down, and I'm no Rhodes Scholar, of course, but that's our buffer in case of a bad situation.
I'm having a hard time copying the repeater. This is the same antenna I've got on my Mustang. I don't understand what the problem is.
Just then, no problem.
what's going on, because you're real scratchy in the repeater, or I'm not receiving it very well, one of the two.
Bob just sent me a text. He's got the new Forever stamp here. Well, guess whose picture's on the front of it? 0 cents. I guess that's right, no cents. I never thought of it. It took me a while, Bob. That went over my head. Are you out there? UND7J and 0TR.
Yeah, hopefully that's not going to be a Forever stamp.
You got Bernice laughing. Go ahead, Mr. Dave. I think it's probably that China product radio you got along with the antenna. You might have a bad wire or something in there, Dave.
Tom and Dave. Go ahead, Dave. ND7J mobile.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that. Tom, so I don't know what's going on. I guess there's something wrong with the antenna.
Well, it seems funny that it would transmit and not receive, but Bob, go ahead, buddy. Good to hear you this morning.
Hi, Jatin. I thought I'd chime in and say hello, and I thought you'd get a kick out of that new postage stamp, and it makes perfect sense. No sense. He has no sense, but everything he does is ridiculous. I'm surprised they haven't just locked him in a cage, because every time he leaves the White House, he screws something else up.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Bernice. I hope you're doing well.
I am.
She's been tripping around a little bit, and I think it's from picking too many strawberries out here. Boy, she made some of that summer sausage the other day, Bob, and wow, it's far uptown as you can get. How'd yours turn out?
That I made, there's only one left. So I got another picture I'm going to send you here in a minute. Go ahead, David.
I'm just getting bits and pieces of y'all's cute
stuff. Transmissions, Dave, but it's a bummer when you can't hear on the other side of that. You know, I don't know what to tell you on that. You sound like the front end of that radio, but it's probably just the antenna or a connector, Dave.
Tom and Dave, yeah, you're popping in and out of the repeater, but I think I am too, and sometimes I think it's the repeater, but anyway.
But Mom, but I never touch the phone while I'm moving just to give her a scene. That's good. Well, faster than a speeding sloth, number than a box of rocks, and able to trip upstairs 3 times. Oh, who was it that that vice president always tripped on the steps? I forget who that was. Oh, well, that's a good one, Bob. Send them down anytime. I just hand the phone to Bernice, and she reads it to me, but yeah, I can figure out the pictures pretty good.
That was classic. Well, fellas, I am turning on to Bellmetal Lane here, and I will be in my driveway shortly, so I'm going to sign now. You guys have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful weather. We got a brand new road. They redid my road. I got a brand new road to drive on. Y'all have a good day. ND7J73. Go ahead, David.
KB4CBA. Well, yeah, have a good one, Bob. I'm hoping to play some tennis tonight at 6 o'clock, but that's probably when it'll start raining.
Well, 73, Bob, great to hear you. It's wind. Thanks for the chuckles. Always enjoy them. Well, Dave, you be careful if you get on that motorcycle out there. You lost a Harley rider a couple of days ago. Of course, he ran from the police, but and then pulled a gun, but still a shame any time a biker goes down, but I guess that one we can excuse. At any rate, there was a guy in Aldi's today, and he had on a Navy hat, so I spoke to him, and he was carrying pistols, open carry in there. And I can tell you from talking to him 10 seconds, this guy didn't belong out there with an open carry. Do they allow that down here now? He was dumber than a sack full of rocks. I mean, seriously. And it took him a while to process any conversation that you had with him. And he had a 9mm pistol on his side, if I was to guess right. But that's kind of scary, ain't it?
I guess that's the thing, you know. If you can pass the CWP test and qualify, then you can open carry. So, but I'm with you. It's a little scary.
Fairly good judge of character, and he was a character, all right. I said, was you in the Navy? I said, I see your hat. Yeah. And he said, I was just an E3, but that's because I couldn't stay out of trouble long enough and kept getting busted. And I thought, well, that's a good character reference to carry open.
I met a guy like that in the Air Force down in Charleston when I was at a church down there. All right, let's see. I gotta open the gate here, and I gotta punch in a code. So let me jump out of here a minute, and then I'll be gone for a while. So I'll say 73's KB4 CBA.
This morning we're just pulling in the yard, so I probably won't catch you for a while. Boy, everything's so green, and good Lord blessed us. We got 2 inches of rain. 73's name, KB4 CBA, and 0 TR Clips.